girl in a H-town. Big body on my takedown. Now two time for my girl Buluweyo. Mashingo gweru muriseko. Girl, you drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. Calling you at 6 in the morning. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. Calling you at 6 in the morning.
Calling, coming to you
live
on the road,
on the move.
This is episode 3.
Shout out to everyone who listened from episode 1.
We love the support.
Everyone who shared the link, bro.
Man, we love you all, man. Love you. Right now, we're celebrating Josh's birthday. Josh Webster,
it's your birthday.
What's happening? I just want to thank the Lord Almighty. Got me this far. It's been a rough year with the COVID and shit. But yeah, praise be to God. I made it to 25. Shout out to Josh.
Man, he's an amazing photographer from us. Beautiful city of Lawayo.
He's one of the best. And we grew up together. He's our homie. And yeah, today we're celebrating him.
So right now we're actually on the road, you know, doing some errands for the boy's birthday. Trying to get shit together so that these things pop.
So that we turn up, you know. Hit us up the next time you have your birthday, whether it's this
year.
Whether it's this year, whether it's this month or next month, whenever it is, bro, hit us up. We help you out.
We'll bring the vibes.
That's a fun, bro. It's a blessing that you're alive today. It's a blessing that you'll be alive tomorrow. And you always have to be thankful for the life that you have.
You know what? Corona or what? Life is a blessing.
Life is a blessing.
Just have fun.
And I know so many people are going through the most. Some people are saying they're going through the most. Bro, the fact that you're alive, it means there's still a chance for you out there to fix your things. There's still a chance out there for you to find your purpose in life. So, yo, we love your niggas.
Okay.
Today is episode 3.
Episode 3, bro. Before we go anywhere, I'm going to shout out to one of our listeners.
Love, we are a dog, LV. Told me that you had a shout out there. I was in the podcast. They must be telling my horse. I'm in the podcast. I'm inside. I'm not even inside, dog.
It's Tavi.
Oh! That's Tavita.
Yeah, Tavi with a double E, double I underscore XX. Yeah.
Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for everything.
And the suggestions and everything. Suggestions. Yeah. Some of the topics we'll touch on today came from
her Tavi. Ideas,
Tavi says, let's see, I read a message, but then Lapa Ikapondiko and she's like,
she wants to, you're supposed to come out about your relationship.
Yeah, I said she talk about my relationship, but yeah.
Are you comfortable with that?
I'll try. I'll see how
it goes. Hit us up.
So this is what Tavi said.
No. What are you saying?
No, I need to like share a comment on the last episode. She said, I agree with Mla. Lobola is important and the government should not have an option about it. It's between the two families. It's a huge part of our culture. The only problem is that Lobola has been turned into a business or a money-making scheme which completely destroys the whole meaning behind it. Speaking as a young lady, I don't want to be sold to my husband, but at the same time, I don't want to leave my family for free.
Ooh, that's a powerful woman.
She continues and says, my husband's family needs to show some form of appreciation to my family. So maybe instead of abolishing it, people need to review their Lobola charges.
That's powerful.
So if you don't understand what that comment is about, listen to the last episode. We were talking about Lobola and the recent changes in the Zimbabwean laws about Lobola. So yeah, she asked us to speak on a few topics that we'll touch on today. But yeah. Shout out to you, Tavi.
Thank you
for the feedback and everything.
Today, today I'm feeling like I can sing, bro. So,
it's because you're drunk.
Not drunk. I'm fine. And I'm just happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy that we're alive. And I'm happy we're sharing, like, information, our experiences, our opinions about things. And shout out to everyone who's listening.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing that people are actually willing to listen to this. and appreciate everyone with this.
Why not? Oh, Mla is not drinking and driving.
I'm not. I wouldn't do that shit.
I'm the one who's drinking.
He's driving.
Because I'm not driving. And you know what we always drink? Gin.
Yeah, today we'll put up on some gin.
Some gin.
The usual stuff.
You know what I mean?
Today we didn't get the 7-pack. We got the one for 15 bucks. It's because you guys are showing us love, you know. Next time maybe we'll buy the one for 20 bucks. You know, as life comes,
we'll,
you know.
We'll see.
Just keep
we'll see how it is. So.
But yo, shout out to everybody out there. So yo, Edward said he's going to touch me.
Oh! Damn, I'll put chai poto. Just. Ah, yeah, sir.
My limo now.
Chai poto, that's just close, close, close. Man. Okay. Sorry about that. We're driving. We're on the road. So yeah.
You know how the road is, bro.
Say. Mara. Of course, something.
What you got, bro?
This is Mla.
And my pass.
This is Mla. And I'm Lord.
Yeah.
What is it? Call it a podcast, my
friend. Oh!
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Oh!
You see this book?
Eh?
I put it in my pen.
What?
Facebook.
Oh, don't leave me.
Wait.
Okay, what?
You see this shoeless?
Yeah.
I put it on this brick. Brick and less.
Yeah! Don't leave me!
I'm calling my girl Tina.
Eh?
And it's urgent.
What?
Argentina.
Yeah! Don't leave me! Don't leave me!
Wait. I'm standing in his road.
Eh?
And my pockets are full of money.
What?
Ready rich.
Don't leave me!
So, before I go into my relationship,
experience,
like, it's been 3 months and I've been in a steady relationship. Y'all know how hard that is. A lot of y'all niggas can't even make it past a week.
In a relationship?
Hey, I'm in a relationship. So,
that's great.
Like, before that, like, yo, there's this challenge called the Don't Leave Me Challenge. It's been popping, blowing up.
I did hear about that.
I think it started on TikTok. So basically it's like wordplay. It's just people playing with words and then they come up with, like, you know.
Dope line.
Wait, let me play something for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mia, take it with me. You see these two girls? This one, she has nails. This one, she has no nails. No zippo.
Don't leave me.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what's been training today. If you haven't been on this challenge, bro, pull up.
I pull up.
Show us what you got. How creative can you become?
Is it about being creative? I've always felt like it's about. It's really about being creative. It's about making, like, not bars per se, like things that people won't consider bars.
No, but yeah, it's like, bruh, it's basically like, how can you play with the words and make it sound like, I don't know. It's like, let me hit you with a bar.
Give me a.
I've got drip.
Yeah.
You've got drip.
Yeah.
I call this a flood, my G.
Don't leave me. So basically, he's deep.
Man, it's one of these, It's a phone. Put it on my ear. What is it?
Earphone. Don't leave me!
Exactly, bro.
You're genius.
Okay. Come on, send us your clips and whatever, bro.
Send us a clip.
We'll play them on the next episode.
Nobody picture poster on Daniel on Twitter.
Yeah.
This nigga posted a picture of Cardi B. Like, what he put was an ox.
Yeah.
What you get from that? Cat box. Then I wanna Liz put up like an A, the capital letter A. Then I'll fuck it safe. It's safe, you know what?
A is safe.
Yeah!
Oh! So niggas are pulling up.
And, you know, like, what I really appreciate about that whole thing is that, you know, despite all the dark things that the world is facing right now, you know, people can still find ways to be creative about something that will entertain them. during that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's really amazing. Like, guys, I think during this corona period, there's come up with a lot of like trends and a lot of like challenges that people can just, I think it pushes you somehow mentally.
Just think like,
think
yo, bro,
like how can I
hope this? On this wave? Yeah.
Yeah, how can I like become like creative with this shit and just do the most?
Yeah, because I remember like when it comes to the issue about challenges, there's a message once in order to take him large. What social media has been a source of challenges? Because so many challenges are happening at the same time.
In a month, bro, you pull up, you know, like 50 challenges.
And it's beautiful that, like, as people, you know, as people, it's always important for us, like, to come up with ways to not, like, to just get our minds off, like, certain things that are happening in our society.
Exactly.
That are happening in our
just
families,
have fun.
Because best believe, bro, like, you never know when this corona shit is gonna end.
No, we never know.
And you need to have a way of adapting. You need to have a way of like self-love, you know? Like how you check up on yourself. How you make sure you have that whole like self-love.
Exactly,
self,
man.
I don't know, bro. Whatever it is, bro, about yourself. Just to have it going on. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, bro, we've been enjoying our week. It's been an amazing week.
It's been a very amazing week for me personally. Because now, like, I'm kind of back at work at the shop, and I'm getting to meet like niggas that I've spoken with maybe at the shop or wherever, and niggas are just, they look healthy, bro, they look alive, you know?
Yeah, it feels like the flow is coming back.
Yeah,
it's coming back to normal.
And
yeah,
it's always good for us to always be there for each other, my brother, my sister.
Yeah, man. And you know what else happened this week? Shasha.
Ooh!
The Ama Piano Queen.
Ama Piano Queen
got nominated for a BET.
Before you get to that issue about the BET,
yeah.
No, let's turn us to Langoro. He's my brother, you know, like I believe in what he says. One Clotter, I just check it off. This was like November, December type of vibe. And you don't ask check it off, check. Tembe shop, because I went to work earlier than him. Put it saying Tembe shop, check him like check. Mean that every shasha, I mean, I'm checking. I'm choking, checking, I'm fucking my earphone, check. I got that upon him chova, check. If it's chuck one and cut, if you told me my son, one queer, I check him for check. Why is someone up putting at someone and Mama Lichan? You know how it is. Trying to someone and Mama Lichan. Master, what I ask in Tanam? Uncas and I don't let him Tanam. Babo?
Whoa.
The queen was like, this is my daughter. And we keep the phone. What things are away? I'm a picture.
Damn.
Wow. Know? Yeah. But he's been telling many people that story. Niggas still don't believe it. I don't know if I believe him. I'm just sharing with you guys. If you were in my shoes, what would you do? But anyway,
let's say Amazuru.
We know him.
We know his stories.
But anyway, one of the best storytellers. But yeah, continue.
Shasha has been nominated for BET Viewer's Choice International.
Voted.
Yeah, they definitely voted for Shasha.
And I got dropped my vote.
I have not dropped my vote.
I got dropped. I'm still keeping it.
You're
saving the best for the last now, it is. But yeah, I'll definitely vote for her.
Yeah, it's
not because she's from Zim, but because I actually like fuck with her sound. Because
we've been vibing to her music like all of December last year. 2019.
It's Piano Queen.
That was the only
You know, the
vibe.
Moment you see these cops and these Maporis and these Shasha, you know. You just know. That's black right there. It's done.
You know.
It's done. You know?
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
It's a hit, my
But you know, it's like what surprised me. I think it was last week.
Uh-huh.
I was on YouTube, the band, and I checked this other. It was a video. It's a Junior Brown.
Uh-huh.
Junior Brown, this rapper from Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
And I was checking his video, and I checked. And I was like, this chick is actually Shasha.
Uh-huh.
In this video.
Yeah.
So I checked the panel video, like the details. Junior Brown featuring Shasha. What? So I'm like,
I've just been here.
This girl has actually been on the music scene since, I think it was like, the video was like from 2014.
Damn,
bro. So like, this girl has been around.
Bro. And she's been pushing, bro.
But we only started to notice her like last year.
When my pianos came alive.
I mean, I personally started noticing her like when she dropped. It was when she featured on that track, Hello.
Bleed.
Oh,
Tomba.
What's that?
Something's weird to me.
Yeah, something. What's that track? Akulale. Exactly. That's when I started
knowing. Akulale. Asabe. Ah, that's a hit, bro.
Exactly. So I'm
that's
like,
a hit.
This chick is
she's been
around.
Yeah,
right?
She's been.
Since way back. So I'm like, is it because she moved to...
Oh shit! Oh shit! I see what you have to. Oh. It reminds me of your. I think I saw your tweet when you're saying like the Zimbabwean dream is to live in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, cause
like how for us to pop, we don't have to be here in the Zim. Like it's so sad that you have to go out there in South Africa, pop, you get a platform. There's a good industry in terms of being creative and whatever. And then you pop, bro. And then people then start saying, "Yo, this is one of our
guy."
So. It's actually said that we actually have, as a nation, as young people, you know, to actually go like to other countries for us to be, you know, to be popping, for us to be recognized of our talents. Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, like,
I remember that.
What happened like with that tweet, I was actually thinking about my life.
Huh?
And I was thinking what to, all these plans, like, I was actually checking because I write down like my plans.
Oh, that's
my
crazy.
Life and shit. So I was thinking, all these plans that I'm making, it's all based on one goal. And that goal is to leave Zimbabwe for good.
Hey, what up, bro? We're doing our podcast.
What's
hey?
Up, man?
You alright?
You good?
How was work, bro?
Ah, bro.
Are you warm?
Ah, dude, it's cold, bro.
Ah, it's cool, man. It's cool.
Switch on the heater, bro.
Yeah.
So, some other time, just not today. Just was for today. Yo,
yeah.
Hit me up with that knowledge.
Yeah, so we're just collecting some money here from...
Prolific. Bro!
Oh, you're doing a podcast.
Exactly.
You're on that podcast.
Yeah, so, as I was saying, like, when I tweeted that, I was actually thinking about my life. Like, my whole plan for my life is to leave Zimbabwe for good. And at that moment, I was thinking, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Cause I'm planning on leaving
your country, your
where
family,
I was bought my home. Because I feel like I can't grow.
You can't grow at home.
I feel like my family, like my future family, my kids.
Uh-huh. Your sins.
Exactly. Never have a good life in this place. Mm-hmm. And that's what like just brought me to that whole Zimbabwean dream thing.
I'm even watching from behind. I'm looking at it from the side. Uchilama Vira? I am, but don't worry.
Chill out to the last.
Can you hear it? My head is even out like this.
I'm going to chill it.
That's all right. All right, daughter.
I even want to wear food. That's okay. Can you hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, soon I chill up on people. Because I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Continue with your studies.
So, as I was saying, when I taught that tweet, it's taught.
Nah, I can't say when I taught.
Tweeted.
When I just posted that tweet.
Yeah, when I posted
when
that
I
tweet.
When I put out that tweet, bro. You know, you gotta be gangster, bro.
I was actually thinking about my life, yes. Because I usually write down my...
Your plans.
My plans and like my goals for the next year or the years to come. And I realized something which... All my goals are based on one main objective, and that's to leave Zimbabwe for good. Because I don't feel like Zimbabwe is a place where I can thrive and I can succeed. Exactly, and I can like achieve my dreams to the fullest potential.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel like my seeds can even blossom in this weather, my G. Whatever, economy.
And climate is not conducive.
It's not even.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So that's what. So I just tweeted this thing, and I was like, yo, you know what? The Zimbabwean dream is to just leave Zimbabwe, bruh.
Imagine leaving your own country.
It just got me thinking, like, so the whole point, I'm living my life based on the fact that one day I want to leave my home to make another place my home, because my home is not feeling like a home anymore, much. What's up, bud? So yeah,
home is not home anymore.
I was just like, is this why, like, and I was thinking, like, looking at this Shasha BT nomination, which
it reminds me of, what's that producer, what you know, Junkie Love, Brian Soko.
Yeah, exactly.
It's from this side. And there's a Grammy, and there's a Grammy to his name.
I was thinking, Uchi, like, is it because Uchi, she moved to South Africa?
Uh-huh.
That's the only time.
That's the only explanation you can have.
No, but then it brings me to a, this argument, right? I saw someone said, City, you know, like how the economy is in our city, in our country. Like most of us as young people are dreaming of getting crushed, right?
Cool.
And it's like we can't achieve our dream. Then that girl was like, you know what? At the end of the day, we must not. Okay, I hear that was saying we can't achieve our dream. But then, do you know that in this same climate, in all these things that are happening, there are some people are achieving their dreams.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then also, when you look at about the issue of Ega Shasha, it reminds me of Telkom. Telkom, Chris Brown,
It was who bite my tongue.
Bite my tongue on Heartbreak on the Full Moon. Yes, work, Elijah Blake. Yes, work, Mario. But then it gets me thinking, Uchomlo, initially, the reason why he went overseas is not because of maybe he wants to go there and push music, right? He just went there, someone watching Givovale man, talk him, Jalan. I want us, my Baba Akecha also want us to invest our future in the UK.
Yeah.
Right? You're now staying in the UK. Then in the UK, because he has this talent, for him, it was easier for him to pop. But then he always like acknowledges to say, I'm from Zim.
Exactly.
But then it doesn't mean he went through the same struggles as someone who's grown.
Who's trying to make it
and there's no opportunity of leaving the country. You know what I mean?
No, but you know, my question was, alright, Shasha got this PET nomination.
Uh-huh.
And obviously it's debatable, which maybe when he went to South Africa.
When she went to South Africa?
Yeah, when uh-huh. she went to South Africa, she met up with good management and like a good team that could steer in the right musical direction or towards like what she could best become a best aunt.
Uh-huh.
But then at the same time, I was thinking, alright. In Zimbabwe, that is.
Yeah.
Which artists do we have that we can say what is his influence goes past Zimbabwe? What even if we play his song in South Africa, niggas vibe with it. Niggas know the lyrics. Or even if you go to Mozambique, Zambia, Botswana, they know that. Which artist do we have?
That's a dumb question.
Is it
an interesting question.
Do we have someone like that?
Yeah.
Or is it what divinity now? The industry that we have.
Do we have an art industry though? That's my question. Because at the end of the day, we have so many artists. I'm an artist that they should be getting booked, right? Let's say maybe we're not on lockdown. These people should be getting booked, right? But then I feel like a promoter in Zimbabwe would rather invest in promoting an event when they're bringing an artist of very goalie or another country, not from him. Like if you go to a Kelvin show, right? Not disrespect to him, he's a great artist. But if you go to a Kelvin show, you can see which no, this is a local artist.
Exactly.
Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah. Prolific, you wanted to say something?
I feel like when it comes to Zimbabwe, right? Like we got great artists, but we don't have like our management, like the promoters, they don't take like Zimbabwean artists too serious.
But
it comes
why?
To
do you ever ask yourself why?
I feel like we should get like recording labels.
Okay.
If we could like get like recording labels in the city, because like ask yourself one question: which recording label do you know that's actually
military certified?
Yeah,
military touch, but until they can't.
How many?
Like, they sort of like you know? List yeah. all their artists and what got just recent. Like last week, I think Ute like all the Abu XQ and what they're now
independent.
Yeah, because I don't know.
You see, there's actually something happening right the right there. You see.
So, but then wait, we have Def Jam Africa.
Def Jam.
No, but that's like a recent thing.
No. Besides saying we can't speak on that, it's Def Jam Africa. How many artists from Compa, from SA got those deals? That most people don't know.
It's mostly SA artists, but
it tells you something. No, it tells you something about our craft being out there. No. Is it being appreciated? Are we giving our quality?
Are we?
No. Or people just have this misconception about us.
We don't
those know. Are the things that you must be asking yourself. Because Kanyela, even if it's Def Jam Africa and Alesi Wuwe, some Nigerian people are there. Many nations are there.
It's mainly South African, I don't know.
But I don't know. Maybe we have a Zimbabwe. But then it still brings me back to the question of what Tinagari problem you think.
Is it our industry?
Is it that we is don't it, have an industry? Or as keep quality?
Is it the artists?
I feel like we don't have an industry. Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Because do you know why I would say we don't have an industry? Kelvin Pop, bro. That's a hip-hop star. That's a hip-hop legend in Blawai. He popped. Before he mother people popped. Oh boy, my poor bache. Or Rizda, my poor bache. But then ask yourself, when I as a young kid, bro, imagine how many young people out there have the gift like on to write, bro. The gift to use a pen, the gift to come up with bars. And then
kids,
because of the environment they're surrounded with, autos are kind of, no. People are saying, ASAP is an OG. People are saying Kelvin is an OG. But bro, does he have a bandit though? Does he have something you would it will inspire me to want to achieve my
man, goals? Like the funny thing about ASAP, I only started listening to ASAP because of Mulan. Like a few years back, I was fucking against local music.
I remember.
If you played anything local, I'll tell you this is trash.
Yeah, for sure.
So what happened, I remember like Mla gave me, I think it was King's Villa 2, which one? SNDR
wasn't
was a single. But yeah, you gave me King's Villa 1.
It was one.
I was like, because I was used to come to the shop and you're playing SM, and I was like, chill, I'll keep a this local trend. Keep a local.
I remember.
Play some Chris Brown or something like that. And so I remember he gave me this album and I was like, I never listened to it. I think a month went by, it was just there on my hard drive. So I remember one day, it was actually a Sunday. Bonga Vera Palace, going through full time music. Going through, and I was like, ASAP, let me just listen to this shit. Just listen to this shit. Since me and Bayamute,
Lade,
I'm going to Lade. So I listened to this shit and I'm like, I remember how funny. I don't know if you remember. Right. Often I had shit. Remember this ASAP guy.
He's
spitting. This guy is really spitting, bruh.
One thing I appreciate about that owner is the hustle. I remember back in the days when it was still King's Villa. It was around King's Villa days, when you used to do the Big Boys Weekend.
That was towards King's Villa 2 though.
King's Villa 2.
King's Villa 1
was the shit, bro.
Yeah, but
King's
like,
Villa 1 for me, that's always gonna be an ASAP.
It was amazing.
I say yeah, bro.
Because but if, one, as it drive, like if you listen to those songs, like come on, like my C, there's a song, My C Wa Moves. So when you think about that song even today. Like all of us, most of us as Zimbabweans know who the fuck Masiwa is. You know what I mean? So for me, that makes that album a classic. That's a classic. So given as many classics, but that's a fucking masterpiece.
So you know, like after listening to that album, I started looking for more local music. And I realized the reason why I didn't like local music is because of what I was hearing like around me. Already and what. It wasn't the music that I connected to.
Okay.
I can't say it was trash music.
You're not related.
But it was music that I related to, like, you know, as a young man who likes hip hop and R&B.
Yeah,
and
by that time you think like you what's his name? Walking.
ASAP, yeah.
I feel like you're ASAP, but I don't know.
I was a huge fan of ASAP.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a person who's like into hip hop and R&B and, you know, from the suburbs, you know what I mean?
From the burbs,
you know what I mean? So I felt like the music that I heard on radio I couldn't connect with that shit. So I just automatically told myself, "Uti, local music is trash." So from there, I've been listening to local music and I've been realizing, "Uti, we've got a lot of like talented people, bro." So yeah, that's just how, and it actually, the funny thing, it's actually how I started thinking of making my own songs. Recording my own music. Yeah, because I remember that.
Didn't want to start.
He did not want to fucking start singing. No.
Edward will sit at home. He'll do a cover. He's playing a piano. It's fucking amazing. You tell him, my G, this shit is amazing. I show him, thanks, G. That's it. Next week, Sunday, we'll drop another cover. And then I'll ask him, I'm like, bro, why don't you just hit the studio? He's like, bro, the studio for what? Because I remember there was a time, that time when we used to visit NK.
Yeah, exactly.
I went with him to NK because I knew NK, and NK was like trying to record music and whatnot, and it was beautiful. I was like, bro, I have my nigga who sings. I'm playing like him, he cover, Teenage Fever,
Drake.
And he made up that shit.
You did a cover for that?
Yeah, he has done many covers.
Damn, so, bro, I should listen.
Kono Koti Lao Kayela Gares Dawe, a series, you don't know. You know what it means? It means also, as a people, as a nation, we have this like bad attitude towards our own local stuff. Yeah. It reminds us, Jay, do you know some people, when I want to find out where a shop in Tembuze City, Jay, it starts 29 t-shirt thing, swang. So from then, do you know what I learned? One, he doesn't know the brand is local, right?
Exactly.
It's not like that face. You know, people are not that face. You think like, that's what thing. The local level obsessed. Do you see how like South Africans are obsessed with their local stuff? Play a Casper song right now in South Africa. How many people will sing that shit?
Everyone will play, bro.
You know, so it teaches us something, like as people, we need to be so obsessed about our own stuff. What's the next topic?
I mean, just give it a chance, bro. Give it a chance.
Hit us up with the next topic,
bro. But I think
I remember the question that's supposed to save it for the last. We said no. talking about your relationship, so we can squeeze it in here.
Nah, let's be talking about music.
I don't know what new songs have you been bumping to?
Oh,
have you been listening?
Bro, I've been listening to this Nasty C joint. He dropped
which bars are popping?
No, he dropped that song. They don't.
Ti. Yeah, I don't like.
That was like a very socially conscious.
Yeah, he's being conscious, but
exactly. I think that song was like for this time, so that it doesn't look
like. For Black Lives Matter.
So that it doesn't look like it's out of touch.
I feel you.
And then he dropped Ease.
No, but before you get to Ease, I have a problem that I must address to everyone. So, like I was saying, like my problem with that song is, not with that song, but I have a problem like with us as African people. Like, bro, we have our own problems. We have our own shit, dog. There's like xenophobia attacks happening in SA.
Yeah.
Bro, when and how are we as African people going to look back at that and say, before we get to America, we have our own problems at home?
But we're quick to jump on the
on the George Floyd weather.
George Floyd
on
thing, the, hashtag.
George I Floyd.
Mean, everyone just went crazy on that shit, bro. Like, we have xenophobia in the... Like
South Africa.
In South Africa.
We have so many issues, bro. We have tribalism, bro.
Justice for Paul.
Niggas are getting like shot guys, by the damn cops.
Right.
We have rape issues in South Africa,
in
bro.
In our city right
in
now.
In our countries, bro. Like, as when are we as people going to start like pushing that agenda to say, my niggas, We're really fucking up. Let's work on this. Let's fix this era as the people.
Like, it's not like we're saying, Guti, this, what's happening in America.
It doesn't matter.
But
bro, it like, shows us something like, are we so blind to our own things? Like, how can we be so silent to our own issues?
Like,
how can we be so silent to our sisters getting raped every fucking day, bro?
Like, what are we doing to ourselves? Like, black, our own black brothers, like, what are we doing to ourselves?
Bro.
And then we go on and like start talking
then
about George Floyd.
Then we do a blackout Tuesday, bro. Like, when are we going to raise this fucking awareness about rape cases?
About slags,
like, no, like just on that issue, bro. I feel like it's time we start talking about our own issues. Let's address tribalism. Let's address rape. Let's address xenophobia attacks. Let's address things that are happening in our countries. Before we get out there, Jake. You know, it's so easy for us to see like problems in other people, but when are we going to check ourselves?
It's easy for us to hop on that.
As a continent.
George Floyd.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter thing.
You know, like
come on.
You know, as a continent, it's time for us to have that thing called self-love. Check on your damn selves. Let's check on ourselves. Let's check on the social injustices happening around us, bro. So yeah.
Right. It just comes into the next topic, like this whole gender-based violence thing, you know, it's been a talk that's been going on like for the longest time.
Lava.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like it's time, like, because I don't know, is it that people are not educated or people are still ignorant to the whole thing that we're trying to raise, like awareness about like
gender-based violence
and empowering our women, bro. I feel like it's time for us as a people to push ourselves, to push our limits, to push agendas, to start the conversations on how the conversations have been going. Let's keep them going. Let's make sure that they get everywhere and people start talking about how it is important to respect a woman.
Let's, you know, not what I mean? Just make conversations. Let's change, bro.
We need change. But you know what I feel like, huh? I feel like other countries are blessed that they can do protests and all that. Rather than in our country, if you had to do protests, you'd probably get in trouble and shit. Like, those people are the ones that should be standing out.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
and, you know, like, these are the things that we should teach our children, whatever, everyone. Let's teach everyone around us. Let's teach our sisters. As brothers, let's be there for our sisters, bro.
Yeah.
Like, let's create a safe environment, you know, where they also feel secure. Where, like, they don't feel like they have to wear certain clothes for us to respect them. Let's give them a safe environment as a people, as a nation, as a society.
People should feel safe.
I know, so like, just so that we're on the same page, let me just tell you what gender-based violence is about. Gender-based violence is basically violence against a gender. It's just understood as violation of human rights according to, or discrimination according to your gender. And obviously most of the time it's associated with women, because women are, let me just say, the higher percentage of,
you know, society paints women and children as vulnerable people
a lot of the time.
So yeah, I understand it.
And let my soul bleed. I put them in your head and watch the hoes bleed. My rag always red, like when them hoes bleed. Now that's cold bleed. No, I mean cold blooded. And I'm so sucker. That's why my leather's so soft. My top so soft. I grab the heavy load. These niggas so soft. And I go so hard. Bitch, I go so hard. She said my leather's so soft. My top so soft. I grab the heavy load. These niggas so soft. And I go so hard.
Bitch, I go so hard.
Nigga, only y'all smoking cohibas, nigga. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on.
We're back again.
We're back.
Like we never left.
We didn't really leave.
Yeah.
Last night was hectic.
We couldn't finish the podcast because I think we got a little bit too lit last night.
Too lit? I wasn't that lit. I was full.
Oh.
I was full.
Okay.
I didn't have my cool.
Okay.
Think I
anyway, it was Omla's fault because I told him, let's finish this thing before we jump inside. Then remember,
we had to jump in.
I know what. And we're now recording this last part of the podcast.
Yeah, we're out here in the streets and
anyway,
yo, we'll just make this the second segment. Welcome to the second segment of the Untitled Podcast. I'm your host and your captain, Mla. And yeah, also the Lord is here. You know him?
Special guest.
Ah, oh, fuck no. Your host, cool. Your captains.
Is, man.
We're out here.
Pulling up.
I'm more captain.
Captain?
Yeah, but I'm more Kuluma. You know, you've been, you know, you researched a lot about these things and you're so passionate about them. I don't know whatever you did, but this time you're so organized with what you have to say.
I think
it's on you, bro.
I just have to, you know, it's because.
Anyone? Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. But anyway.
Go for it, B.
So yeah, we're supposed to talk about relationships now. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but before we get into my relationship, you know,
a relationship experience.
Experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had just one question.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I saw it like on someone's WhatsApp status during the weekend.
Uh-huh.
ACT, like, it was a girl. A post what is like having a male best. Cheating.
Best friend?
Yeah.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, when
you're in a relationship, you know.
Yeah. I'm not going to bang. For me, what I would say is, I don't know, bro. I feel like for me, one, it depends, right? If we fall in love, and she already had a male best friend,
yeah,
and I've been knowing about the nigga, then it's cool. But then not... For me, I don't feel like I'll be comfortable with classes data lapa says 12 video. I'm my ears. You tell him this, I know this guy. I feel like this guy is my best friend. Bring him in beside my best friend. Everything. So for me, I'm like in quality control. Because for me, my goal is when I'm in a relationship with someone, I want that person to be my best friend. You know what I mean? Which is my best friend. I'm with it. Wherever we are, we're still together in our own world. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We can share, you know, we can be comfortable. Because for me, I feel like that's growth. That's how the growth in the relationship will start. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know about others. Maybe some people have different opinions, but that's how I feel. I wouldn't want my hand to be not having another nigga saying, yo, baby, this is my best friend, bro.
Imagine.
Remember, see, we are on dates, lad.
Imagine, you know,
have him come forward.
When I'm open to
you. Yeah, in my and shit.
Imagine.
I don't know, some people are comfortable, some people are open about it, but not me. This is what I think.
Yeah, I think really we're on the same page on this one. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't want my girl to have male friends, and
mm,
but like when we're now dating, and
mm,
like I should be your best friend.
Okay.
There shouldn't be things or that you tell your
friend.
Your friend that you can't tell me.
Okay.
That would be a problem. So yeah, because
okay, that brings me okay, this thing. I think I once had a conversation about this. Okay, then let's say go be the situation or within something happened in the relationship which she is not happy with.
Mm.
And she's scared. And she doesn't know how to address it or to put it through.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes and seeks help in someone else. How is that?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah, I think in a situation like that, it's okay. And where I think I draw the line, it's all right. Maybe you were best friends before we started dating. But I feel like when we start dating, when like her priorities should shift. Obviously, remember, Dana, like you should understand. This is the guy. So obviously you should be like, Pizzle, you know.
Okay.
You shouldn't come number two to best.
Yeah, that's tricky.
It's tricky, Jay. Plus, you know how guys are, Jay. Waiting for that opportunity. But I mean, friends only there, but I really hope maybe I won.
You're still holding on.
I'm still holding on.
Okay.
So, but it's
now, but for me personally, I feel like, you know, before I'm in love with you, before I say I love you, let's date, I want us to first have that, like,
a relationship. Not just as friends,
but was with us at the end of the day when I have phone. And Safunana and Dana. But then also we built up towards relationship. Yeah, at what point we just jumped into a relationship? Can't then I was super later on we might fail to see understand Dan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get along. So yeah, that's what I think, bro. And I don't know, whatever you guys think about these things. Yeah. I think for this podcast, for next week's podcast, you guys can send us things. Voice notes, your thoughts, whatever.
On these topics, really.
On the whatever, even anything that you just want other listeners to be aware of and everything else.
Even suggest topics.
Yeah.
Talk on it.
Yeah.
They're not.
Cool. So, yeah, now we're hopping onto your love, relationship, experience.
This is going to be long. Because I know a lot of niggas can't keep a woman happy for like a week. And I've been doing this thing for like 3 months straight. You know.
Now?
What?
Now? You're in a relationship?
And when I was in?
I don't know.
I didn't tell you because I wanted to keep it a secret. Because I knew what if I told you. Yeah. It was going to be a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
For me, it's a big deal.
But yeah,
it's a big deal for me.
She just makes me happy. And, like, let me not say that I'm in love. I'm not in love.
Hmm?
I'm not in love. Huh. As I'm not in. I'm drowning in it. but I honestly it's not. Honestly, that's not a relationship.
I know.
A relationship.
I know.
I'm like CEO of the single niggas club.
Belong to the streets.
I don't belong to the streets.
Okay, you're in the streets.
I belong to Jesus.
But you're in the streets.
Obvious, I'm in the streets. Okay. But I don't belong there.
Enjoy your future, fam.
Of the streets. Future, it's like as a future is like over. It's like summer walk for guys.
Jay, what right? Martin, you're very amdeen.
I'm
a relationship, but relationships. Why? There's a lot about relationships. Before even get to like a relationship with someone else out of your own family, I always feel like, you know, it starts at home, bro. Can you have a relationship with your siblings? You know, not a relationship, you know, because long siso ako long now ako long puto ako. Like, can you and the people around you in your family, do you guys talk? Do you guys open up? Do you guys share information? Do you guys share your emotions, your thoughts about what's happening? I want to check it for me not check it. I know when I get home, I can sit down, Lomeri's throat plus colis, because I have that relationship with my little sister. You know, I try as much as I can to have a relationship with everyone who's in the family. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, Jay, because of all the things that's like mental health issues, not just mental health issues, even things that you might face alone. As if you live life like, I know what, me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this on my own, deal with it on my own without the help of other people. You have a problem.
Yeah.
Abo, you go fix it later on, bro. You hear about like teens. About like I'm a suicide cases, right? And then you find out later, which no, this kid was what was broken. Umuntulo is in a family, but they don't have a family.
Yeah,
they're at home, but they're not at home. You know what I mean?
It's deep.
You know what I mean? So I feel like these are things that also we should look into. You know what I mean? Because we cannot obvious at times, as we are growing up, we also feel like maybe our parents are not understanding us or other things. But then it's always is beneficial if you try and reach out to them.
Exactly.
Reach out to them. Reach out to people around you in your family and just try and have that relationship going. Because we all need strength. We all need support. Yeah, from them, you know what I mean?
Because I think what you learn from that, Akul, it's you learn how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Take on. You just learn how to be open and how to say what you feel.
Yeah.
So even last in getting a relationship, it's I think it's easier to like to handle problems because
yeah.
you know how to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because it also starts before you even get to the family part. It also starts within you, bro. Like. How much love do you have for yourself? How much care do you have for yourself? You know, if niggas didn't put you in a top 10 list, are you moved? Nah, I'm not moved. You know what I mean? It's because you have that self-love and it's very important, bro. So I'm always preaching about self-love. Before you give out love, give yourself all the love in the world. Because no one owes you any amount of love. No one does, bro.
That's the problem.
No one does. Even a mother, even a father, it's not like they don't owe you love. You owe yourself now. So it's when you take mina yas tanda che. I'm doing this because it's the best for me. Yabo, e peace of mind, yam. E ingonti yam lape kona che. It's helping me out in this way. You know what I mean? And I've always felt like these are the things that we need to look into more. Time to start looking out at everyone else. Look into yourself. Do I have self-love, bro? Do I love myself that much?
Because I also feel like the people who only appreciate you or love you as much as you love yourself.
For sure.
If you don't love yourself, people can sense that shit.
Yeah.
And that's the same energy they'll give you back.
Yeah.
And now if you love yourself, it's easy for you to love someone else.
For sure. And also, I think when you put it that way, it's also similar to this thing that this whole concept of like the law of attraction.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, what's in your mind?
What you put out in the universe.
Yeah, the universe
gets back, man.
Gives it back to you.
You know, energy never dies.
Kanye like saying the universe is working in our favor. Even Ngabalu, the alchemist, the universe is not against you, bro.
True.
It's for you. It now depends with what amount of love are you putting out there for yourself. Now check out the mirror. Ubonani, ubonum lava, uboni pare, uboni serere. It's up to you.
And y'all should like check out that book. Go and read that book. Find that book.
The Alchemist. That's a great book.
It's an amazing. It's actually short. It's very short. How many 200 pages? Yeah.
200. I want something.
Yeah. Man, you should just have a look at it. There's a lot you'll learn.
There's a lot. It's a wonderful book.
You're worth it. But do you really understand what that means? It's a beautiful reminder to us all that we have worth. You have reason and rarity. There is value in each and every one of us, including you. That is precious, even on the days you might not feel it, you never depreciate in value. Those words are there to remind you. So to all those watching who feel like that or have ever felt like that, focus on what I'm about to say and repeat after me. I'm worth it. Okay? Maybe that felt great or perhaps that felt weird. Let's go again. First, take a deep breath and let it out. Forget the naysayers and silence the critics, even if the harshest words are the ones you say to yourself. Do not doubt yourself, and this time speak it louder, really loud. I'm worth it. And the next time you hesitate before going after something you want, the next time you blush and brush off a compliment, the next time you doubt your place in the world, in the workplace, in your home, or in your own skin, say these words to yourself, I'm worth it. And I know you will always say it like you mean it. I'm worth it. Because you are. And always will be. Got that?
That's accepted. So you know,
before we go,
just like I think an hour ago, we hopped onto YouTube and you checked. So the boys, the Megatrons, put out another video.
Top 10. Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to the
Mandem. Yo, yeah. LV, big up all the Mandem.
And yeah. One of my boys made it on the list. Shout out Jim.
We don't get on.
I don't care.
Okay.
Jingy blind.
Umla.
I can't say that umla. When I'm umla.
Yeah.
Me nine blind. So.
Yo, bro. That's it for this week. You know. But we always try and put out this podcast, like let's put it out on a Monday,
yeah,
so that people just spend the whole week listening and processing,
sending their,
then also sending their feedback, because we need the feedback. But you know,
before we go on, I've got a topic or a question for next week. Yosh, you can just send through your stuff. It's also on relationships.
No.
I just want to ask Uti, who should make the first move? That's the question. And
or who has to shoot the shot?
First.
Okay.
And at the same time, just want to know, you guys, how you slide?
I don't shoot my shot.
You don't?
I don't shoot my
that's
shot.
That's a cool one.
As like, when I'm getting a friendship first.
Whoa.
Yeah, Vuma. Like, bro.
Super.
Now with my current hand, it's been like, friendship goals, I don't know for how many years before we actually go to a point where like, bro, you know, let's kick it off. And when I mean friendship goals, you know, it's because I'm a swanana. If we're arguing on any topic happening in society, wherever around us, bro, as we tell on our team, when you're arguing, you won't, yeah, this girl is challenging. Now ever want, remember, ladies beating bars. I won't. So for me, I don't know if I can I say I shot my shot? I don't know.
I
feel like I probably did somehow.
Seen through.
But yeah.
Who should shoot their shot first?
And if you've done it.
How do you do it?
And they turned you down, please just let us know.
Tell us, how are you shooting your shot?
Let us know who turned you down. We want to call them on your behalf.
Some of us single niggas want to know how to do it, man. So yeah.
Anyway, next week, man.
Next week, man. And yeah. Yes, listen, coach here, but MJ Sings is dropping a banger.
Ooh!
I think it should be this week.
Let's play.
I will play a snippet. Let's play.
Yo, peace out.
Check it out. I'm not sure what have been showing me pain you've been through out. I don't need a good time, though. You don't treat you right, and don't your mind, see? You don't know you're worth you more than that. I got boo, yeah, Kaya. It's never been around.
Tell me, hey, deep down,
you don't know what you need. Cause I'm ready, hey, girl.
Better show me,
hey,
if you choose me.
You choose to stay, girl. I'll be here. Cause I know what you want, your heart, though.
Tell me, no lie.
Hey, I know what you need, your pride won't do
you right.
I know what you want, your heart, though.
Tell no,
hey, cause I know what you need, your pride won't do.